Right now, we're going to talk about one of our faves, kids sports, online kidsports.org, getting into a busy time of year. Always great catching up with the executive director, who you could follow along on Twitter. The handle is at kidsportsbev. Bev Smith joins us. Hey, Bev, how are you?
Great, Steve. Happy summer. Happy summer to everyone.
Yeah, you too. How have things been going?
Well, it's fall sports time, as you guys have been talking about for the last week or so, as everything's gearing up, certainly with University of Oregon football. But we are starting as well with our first coaches meeting tomorrow night for our tackle football program and classic soccer. So I guess summer's almost over, even though the heat is, you know, telling us a little bit differently.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll give you 91 degrees of evidence to the contrary.
Yes.
Hey, Bev, give me a quick timeline. How long have you been the executive director now?
Steve, this is starting my ninth year.
Whoa, time just zooms. Wow, that's awesome. So you mentioned that we've been talking about Oregon football, and obviously folks that have that sport on the brain. You guys offer the dual brands, tackle and flag. So what's coming up, what the parents and guardians need to know to get their little ones involved?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about our registration deadlines for tackle football. It is still open and registering. We, as I said, have a coaches meeting tomorrow night, and we start our program next week with some conditioning and some tackle football fitting. But we've got a great great group of coaches, I think, which is what's really important at the youth level. And our tackle football program has been in business since about 1969. I believe it's one of the longest running local organizations. And certainly, you know, we have a number of alumni that it's been. I talked with a coach that last week that talked a little bit about, you know, some of the people that have gone through the Oregon football program has been exciting, from anyone, you know, like a Jordan Kent to a Turner Davies to a Connor Strom, Kellen Strom. You know, the Herbert brothers, Alex Brink, Curtis White, Cody Shear, Cameron Canada, who is now, I think, with Pittsburgh. So, you know, we've really been lucky to have great coaches, which help, you know, those kids develop and get to the high school level. Some go beyond, but what we really want to do is get them involved in a team sport that, you know, gives them some physical activity and fitness, and also teaches those really intangible, you know, team sport, teamwork, hard work, working together, that I think helps you for a lifetime. So we're registering for tackle football still. We also have our flag football program, a second and third, fourth and fifth grade league. Last year we had a new league, a sixth through eighth grade middle school league, which was really new and exciting, and we're registering again for it this year. It's a five-on-five passing league at that sixth through eighth grade middle school league, and the registration deadline is for flag football is next Friday the 17th. And as well, classic soccer starts next week, Steve. Our U-12 and U-14 teams are still registering on a needs basis. And then rec soccer, our kindergarten through fourth grade kids, the registration deadline is August 17th, next Friday. And then our big little program, which is taught soccer for our 3- and 4-year-olds, starts September 14th. That's the registration deadline. So for families who are kind of, you know, slumbering through the dog days of August, it really is time to register. So just visit us at kidsports.org and get all of your information for those registration deadlines.
You know, I wanted to kind of piggyback on what you said. You know, I know a couple of years ago, Justin Herbert was in here at Cumulus. And then last year, you were here with Lauren Burke, who was just a standout at Marist and now playing for Duck softball, and these amazing alum. It just really seems that they remain connected to the organization even after they've moved on, high school, college, and maybe more.
Very, very interesting. I think those you know, starting formative years when they start to play, you know, when they get involved in first and second and third and fourth and fifth as they become more competitive. It's interesting because, you know, I mentioned some alumni with tackle football, but really in all of our sports we have tremendous coaches and as you well, tremendous, you know, alumni. Lexi Bando is another one. Both Lauren Burke, who was the high school Gatorade Oregon Player of the Year last year, and now that played at Marist and is playing at Oregon, and Ariel Carson, who also won the Gatorade Player of the Year for Oregon. Both of those two were really kind and generous to Kidsports, because as winner of the Oregon State sort of Gatorade Player of the Year, they are given $1,000 to donate to a local or a youth sport organization of their choice. And both of them so generously gave back to kids sports, which I feel really speaks to those formative years when their attention and their passion is really, really fueled and fired and kindled by our important volunteer coaches.
You know, before I get into some of the other specifics, the clinics, the latest on Civic Park, the lunch for kids, and I always ask this, but I know it's important. You need officials. The folks who might be interested in getting involved there need to know.
Well, certainly we do need officials. We have some very good officials. We work really hard to help train them. Some of our officials are young and some of our officials are new, and so we really, you know, we can't have youth sports without them. So we always talk to our coaches and our parents, like, talking about we need to work together with our officials and help them through some things. If you are interested in officiating with soccer, certainly some flag football officiating, you can always visit our website at kidsports.org and then link on to our director of officials, whose name is Derek Miller, and you can find his email address. And Derek is great. He will get back to you with all the information, the training dates and sites that you have. And, you know, you have a chance to accept games that can you fit your schedule, you know. So it's a really, really good opportunity to get some real-world experience and also make a little bit of money.
Talking with Bev Smith, Executive Director of Kids Sports. So you've got volleyball and clinics coming up. What's the key info, timeline and all?
Well, that'll be a little bit later. So, yes, we do have some early bird volleyball clinics that help our volleyball players kind of on Sundays and Friday nights get some early skill development and playing in. And the registration deadline for those early volleyball clinic sessions is September 14th. So you still have some time, but maybe some thoughts about thinking about that. And that's a great clinic that you can prepare for your volleyball season. You know, we do have a third, fourth grade volleyball league, which is great. It's an introductory league, but that is a difficult game sometimes just to jump into. So getting a head start on it with early bird clinics is also very helpful.
Now let's get to Civic Park, which you can learn more online about, EugeneCivicAlliance.org. You can check out the design. But as far as a timeline, I don't know, to put a shovel in the ground or whatever's next, where are you guys on this project?
Well, we've had tremendous support from our community, and in raising, you know, a substantial amount of money, our goal is to complete phase one and get that started as early as we can this fall. That phase is about $27 million, and we're almost to the 80% mark, which would allow us to start. We've raised $21.5 million, Steve, which is just an absolute incredible amount considering the time that we've been doing this, and the community has really stepped up to help us make this happen. And so we're ready and looking forward to have a really, you talk about a shovel in the ground, to have a grand opening where we will be inviting the entire community to bring the shovel and help us start getting that field ready for our field of dreams and our field house of dreams, which is the Kids Sports Field House and Turf Field.
Couple final thoughts for Bev Smith. It's another pet topic of mine that you and I have talked about now for almost a decade. Specialization. Parents see a kid's got an aptitude for one sport, and they're like, well, that's what you're playing now. But I love on your site, kidsports.org, you scroll down, and you know, there's a section about multi-sports. And Bev, if I'm correct, coaches at the higher levels actually appreciate the more well-rounded young athlete?
Well, I think they appreciate, but they also, you know, see that well-rounded athlete, number one, isn't tired physically, mentally, and emotionally of doing one sport over and over and over. And that's a big part of, you know, being a high school athlete, is to be mentally refreshed. And then secondly, you know, physically, you have hand-eye coordination, you have foot-eye coordination, you have been using other agility, balance, coordination skills that make you a more complete high school athlete. And I think that's what a lot of particular college coaches are looking for. And it's a difficult situation for parents, Steve, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, a part of what you have to do is if you want to play basketball, maybe at the high school, you have to dedicate yourself to the game. But I think we get a little bit overestimating how much games mean versus just skill development. So right. We recommend that, you know, if you're in middle school and you really want to play basketball, you know, to play in the winter and maybe do something in the spring and the fall that is a little bit different, like soccer, which helps with your cardiovascular conditioning and your eye-foot coordination, and maybe baseball is, and softball is such a great game for catching skills and running skills and hand-eye coordination. You can still do skill work with basketball, you know, during those times, but playing in those other sports gives you not only a break emotionally, socially, and physically from that specialization, but it also really, really helps you develop into a global athlete.
You know, we've talked about the All Kids Play effort, and before you, I think it was Chris Miller. I don't think you guys have turned anybody away for more than a decade because of financial difficulties, and it's because of that unbelievable scholarship program. And now you've got the Lunch for Kids coming up, which obviously each year plays into that. It's a really important event. What could you tell us about what's coming up the latter part of September?
Yeah, so September 27th, Thursday, if you could mark it on your calendars, and we'll be sending out information, and we'll have it on our website. We have our annual Lunch for Kids. This is our fourth annual Lunch for Kids. We've had an incredible partnership with the University of Oregon Athletic Department. Our first year, Mark Helford spoke at it, then we had Coach Altman did a great job, and last year, Coach Taggart was there, and this year we have Kelly Graves as our keynote speaker, which I think is just an incredible person to listen to, and all four of them to the one have really talked about the importance of having a youth sport program such as kids sports that really draws kids in, gets them into an entry level sport that keeps them, you know, developing, playing, having fun, and as they make their way up the grade levels and into high school, you still should be having fun. They talk about it all the time at that level that, you know, this is a lot of hard work, but it's hard work based on, you know, sort of that social interaction and that fun and satisfaction of improving as an individual athlete and as a team. So it's a big lunch for us on Thursday, September 27th with Kelly Graves. It's at Venue 252, and we will certainly get information out to the community. You can come and sponsor a table and really help our scholarship program deliver those financial assistant packages to kids that wouldn't otherwise play a sport without it. So thank you to the community, and thank you to our coaches who really do make keep the ball rolling for us.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, you're not going to get a more entertaining, engaging speaker than Coach Graves.
Yeah, we're going to have to maybe give him a little bit of a script, but Kelly's got a bazillion stories, but we enjoyed him. He's been great to our basketball program. He's come to coaches' meetings and talked with our coaches about the importance of what they do, and you know, we haven't really talked about this, Steve, but there's a lot of competition out there for kids right now.
Sure.
You know, especially, you know, the computer games and Fortnite and all of those things that allow kids to have ownership over those kind of games. So we've got to keep making this game fun and allow them to develop and play in ways that will keep them coming back.
And obviously, folks, learn more, keep updated, and find out the key information online, kidsports.org. Bev, always enjoy our chats, and when you get into the busy time of year and you need information passed along, love when you pick up the phone and come chat with us.
Appreciate the opportunity, Steve. It really helps us get the word out and helps everyone kind of get through summer and get into fall sports. So thanks very much.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Look forward to it, Bev. Take care.